Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So I've given you my top five most unpredictable teams in the Big 12 going into 2025. But now I want to roll through the most predictable Big 12 teams going into the 2025 college football season. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we are always glad that you are here. As a part of the show right now, before you continue watching, hit the like button, subscribe to the podcast. Thank you, as always, for being here as a part of the show. So, my most unpredictable teams were Oklahoma State, Utah, Kansas, West Virginia, and Colorado. I will now give you the most predictable teams in the Big 12, and I will start with Arizona State. Arizona State returns some of the most production, not just in the Big 12, but in all of college football. That's how impressive Arizona State has been when it comes to, yeah, you lose Cam Scataboo. That is a monster loss, okay? But when you are looking at returning starters, Arizona State is near the top of the entire country in this category. That's what's so darn impressive. And that's why you have to look at this team and say, Scataboo's a loss, but you know what? I'm going to say that this team right now with Arizona State is going to be in the thick of the Big 12 race in November. Now, are they going to win the Big 12 again? I don't know. I really don't know. No one can say that with certainty in this league. But when you look at what Arizona State added in the portal, what they have coming back, when you have maybe the best quarterback in the Big 12, and you've got Jordan Tyson as well, you have two guys right there who may end up being top 10 picks in the NFL draft next year. There are projections that have those two guys as top 10 picks. If that pans out that way, Arizona State's going to be in the mix, at the very least, if not potentially run away with the Big 12 title. And I know that Arizona State fans probably don't want to hear that. I wouldn't want to hear that either, because I really don't think anybody is running away with this conference at all. But Kenny Dillingham has an absolute behemoth brewing in Tempe. This guy, I'm telling you, I know he's on the radar and people are talking about him, but I even think the amount that people are talking about Kenny Dillingham is not enough. That's how good I think he is and, frankly, can be. And this is going to be one of those hires that you look back on over the years and say, man, you could not have done better than that, given where this program was, what it was heading into, getting ready for the new conference of the Big 12, and then in year one to go from picked last to winning the whole shebang, and then coming within a bad call by the refs of getting to the college football playoff semifinals. Holy cow, pinch yourself if you're an Arizona State fan, for crying out loud. It does not get any better. You could never, if someone predicted this, you would have said, what are you smoking? Can I get some of that? That's the good stuff. That's what you would have said. Instead, you know, this is reality. This is an Arizona State team that is poised to put together a string of at least back-to-back really impressive years in the Big 12. And, man, you look at that first game they play in the Big 12 this year against Baylor, that's going to be a heck of a game, because Baylor's a team that obviously thinks it can play in a Big 12 championship. It would not be crazy to think that game's like a Big 12 title game preview. I'm not making the prediction. I'm just saying, if Baylor figures out the defensive side, they've got the offense humming as well. And you've got arguably the two best quarterbacks meeting in the Big 12 on that September 20th matchup between Sam Leavitt and Sawyer Robertson. So I just think that predictability, Arizona State deserves to be at the top, because at worst, Arizona State to me is winning 8 games. At best, Arizona State is winning 11 games. So that makes them pretty predictable in the grand scheme of things. Let us know where you're watching from tonight. We always like to give some shout-outs to our fans around Big 12 country, so make sure you let us know where your town is tonight, where your city is tonight. And the smaller town, the better. We like to give those small-town shout-outs here on Heartland College Sports. Next up on the show, when it comes to predictable teams in the Big 12, I am going to roll with Texas Tech. I believe Texas Tech is going to be right near the top of the Big 12 when all is said and done. I don't know if they're going to win it. I don't. If they don't get to a Big 12 championship with how much money they spent, with the talent that they brought in, it will be a disappointing year in Lubbock. Those should be the standards this year based on the talent they have on the roster and how wide open the Big 12 is. So at the very least, Tech fans should expect to be in the Big 12 championship game. And I think at worst, when I look at this Texas Tech schedule, at worst, I mean, I'm looking at this thing and saying, maybe you find 4 losses, similar to Arizona State. 8 wins is the low water mark. 11 wins is the high water mark. So there's not a big spread there. Like when I was giving you the unpredictable teams in the other show, which if you missed it, you can subscribe to the podcast or YouTube and you can find all those old shows there as well. I look at teams like Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Colorado, and I'm like, is that a 3-win team or an 8-win team or a 9-win team, right? With these teams I'm listing from a predictability perspective, I think there's probably a 3-win window that they all seem to land in. So that's where I look at Tech and I say to myself, hey, Texas Tech to me is 8 on the low end of wins and it's 11 on the high end. And it probably ends up falling somewhere in between. That's why I've got Texas Tech on my list as well. We know, and we've talked a lot this offseason, of course, about the amount of talent that Joey McGuire has brought in. He's got to figure out how to piece it all together and make it work. But they have the number 2 recruiting class in the entire country. The hardest part is going to be 2 things. Keeping everybody healthy, and then also just molding a brand new team. It's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, we all know this. It's not an easy thing to do to build a new team with this many transfer portal guys, especially in a day and age where guys are getting paid left and right. And let's be honest, it's a topic. Whether you like it or not, it's a topic. Bobby writes on YouTube here, anything short of a Big 12 championship for Tech is going to be a disappointment. I think they can do it, guns up. You should feel that way. Here's my question. Is Joey McGuire going to go for it on 4th and 5 at his own 42-yard line in the second quarter with 4 minutes to play till halftime? Because if he does, I mean, we can't be doing that anymore, okay? That stuff drives you nuts. Not even the 42. He's at his own, like, 36-yard line. Like, Joey, you're killing us here. I'm going to have a heart attack. Come on now, brother. I mean, I'm pulling for him, and he has done yeoman's work there at Texas Tech already. Now he's got his most talented team ever. Can he put it all together? Can he make it work? That is going to be the question. But I do believe that Tech is as fairly predictable this year. I don't think they're the kind of team that, you know, is going to totally fall off a cliff. And if they do, well, then you got bigger problems there with the Red Raiders based on what this offseason has looked like. But we'll see if they can chase and get to that first double-digit win season since 2008 under the late Mike Leach. My next team for predictability, when it comes to the most predictable teams in the Big 12, and make sure you're liking the show and liking the video here at Heartland College Sports. We always appreciate our radio affiliates as well, and always on the podcast, Apple and Spotify. Just search Heartland College Sports and make sure that you are subscribed. Iowa State is on this list for me. Now, there's no doubt they lost a lot of talent to the NFL, a pair of 1,000-yard receivers to the draft. But when you look at some of the players coming in, when you look at guys like Chase Sowell and Xavier Townsend helping reload that passing game, you know that John Heacock is going to have that defense in a great spot. Iowa State does return. They are among the nation's leaders in number of returning starters this year. That doesn't get talked enough about because of the stars they did lose to the NFL draft and the players they lost to the next level. But this goes to show you how deep this program has become under Matt Campbell and how these guys are buying into what Matt Campbell is selling. You've got a program right now that Matt Campbell doesn't have to hit the portal all that hard. He had 8 portal guys this offseason. That's the fewest in the Big 12. And that's because his guys are taking less to stay. Listen, you heard this from Matt Campbell. He made it very clear that there are guys with Iowa State who had much bigger offers to leave Ames. They stayed. They are buying into the program. And Matt Campbell knows he's not going to outbid you. Frankly, Matt Campbell is building the program the way that 98% of college football teams should build programs. They should find their guys and convince their guys to take some pay cuts or take less money to continue to develop within one program and also take that program to potentially new and historic heights. And then you're well positioned to have success in the NFL draft. Matt Campbell's developing a reputation as a guy who will get you to the NFL. So are you going to leave Iowa State for maybe some more money on the front end if you truly believe that this program can develop you for the next level? And Brock Purdy in $180 million guaranteed contract, $250 in total compensation, isn't proof of that. I don't know how much more you need. That's case in point right there. So this is a prime example of how Matt Campbell is doing it his way, the right way, in an era when nobody else really thinks they can do it the way that Matt Campbell is doing it. I don't know if nobody else believes, not nobody, but if most others don't just buy in and believe in their own culture enough to do it the way Campbell's doing it. But this is a way to consistently win, to stay consistently... Oh, this is going to sound so stupid, what I'm about to say. But it was on the tip of my tongue, and I said, let me interrupt myself because this may be one of the dumbest things I ever say. But follow me here. Consistently consistent. I'm laughing at myself because it really is so dumb. But maybe I should just use the word consistent. Maybe that's the way to put it. But if you want to have that consistency within your program, Matt Campbell is showing you the way to do it. And more coaches should be looking at what's happening in Ames and saying, instead of complaining about how I don't have enough money, if I just build the guys and build the roster that I want and retain the vast majority and then show them and prove to them that I can get them to where they want to eventually go and that the NFL money, if they make it, can be astronomical compared to what it is in college, you've got something. And that is what Matt Campbell has. And that is what he is working with right now.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Desert Devil writing, Pete, you are consistently consistent. Well, that is very kind of you. That is the highest compliment I could ever have on this show. And you know what? Who's going to leave a podcast review calling this show consistently consistent? with a 5-star rating and review. Who's going to do that for me on this episode? I would appreciate that on Apple Podcasts. I don't think you can do that on Spotify, but that would be a great... I will send you some free merch if you leave me one of those, because, yeah, that's a doozy. That one will live in infamy on the back wall here at Heartland College Sports. So as we roll through the most predictable teams this year in the Big 12, gave you Arizona State, gave you Texas Tech, gave you Iowa State. All those teams, I believe, are in that, like, Iowa State's probably in the 7 to 10 win range is where I would put them. Not a big spread there. I've got two more here I want to highlight. One, for the opposite reasons of Arizona State, Iowa State, and Texas Tech, and that would be UCF. UCF is in for what I believe is going to be a very rough year one under Scott Frost. I would love to be wrong about it. I'm rooting for Scott Frost, but this program is basically a mess right now. So they got a bunch of transfers. I don't know where the talent is, and frankly, I think it's going to take him some time to turn this thing around. He thinks he's got his quarterback in Ja'Cory Brown. I hope he does. Wasn't exactly blown away by him last year. But this could be a very difficult first year for Scott Frost. The expectations are low. They should be low. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, some people would have said, well, why not pick Arizona as a predictably bad team? Why not pick Cincinnati? You know, Arizona and Cincinnati at least have a quarterback who I think is underrated. Like, a year ago, we were talking about Arizona quarterback Noah Fifita as maybe the best quarterback in the Big 12. He's back. A lot of Big 12 fans probably don't know or just don't care because of how bad Arizona was last year. But they still have a guy who a year ago we were like, he may be a top-tier quarterback in the Big 12. So I can't put a team that has still solid quarterback play, potentially high-level quarterback play, on that list. Cincinnati. People say, why not put Cincinnati on this list as a predictably bad team? Well, Cincinnati also has a quarterback in Brendan Sorsby that, listen, he's not going to be a top quarterback in the Big 12, but he is the kind of a guy who I look at and say, with the right offense, Brendan Sorsby can put up some numbers. He's a veteran. He's been around the program. He's put up some, you know, solid games over his couple of years with the Bearcats, and I've seen him do it at a fairly high level. So if I'm looking at what are perceived to be the bottom feeders in the Big 12, and we all know there will be a surprise bottom feeder or two in this conference, I've got to go with UCF. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule and saying, okay, Jacksonville State, NC, A&T, couple of wins there. After that, UNC, Bill Belichick. Then you get right into Big 12 play, K-State, KU, Cincinnati, West Virginia. You know, those could be toss-ups there potentially. But then the back end, Baylor, Houston, Tech, Oklahoma State, BYU. Their schedule is softer. There's no doubt about it. When you look around the Big 12 schedules, UCF has a softer schedule. But I'm still saying to myself, this is a 3-6 win team. Three on the low end. They win the first two and then maybe one more down the stretch. And then six on the high end would be bowl eligibility. And that's where that huge bonus kicks in for Scott Frost if he gets to a bowl game in his first year. And I suppose it's not impossible if he finds some talented players and he gets wins over, Cincinnati, West Virginia, Houston, and Oklahoma State, just to throw out four teams that it would be most likely against. Not impossible to figure out a pathway for UCF to get to a bowl game because they do have one of the softer schedules in the Big 12. But I just don't see it happening. I think they're in that 3-6 win range, and that's why I find them to be a very predictable team this year in the conference. So I've given you Arizona State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, UCF as four of my most predictable teams in the Big 12. And before I get to my last one here, Bobby says, to dovetail off of that last comment by Desert Devil, you're also one of the most insightful analysts in all of college football. Olay! Olay to that, brother. Thank you, Bobby. That is a very, very nice comment. Could you guys add these comments to Apple Podcasts for me? Because Apple's little algorithm just loves that stuff. On YouTube, I appreciate them, but let's be honest. When the show ends, the comments just kind of disappear. So it's great to have them on the show, but they can live in perpetuity. Because every time somebody finds the podcast on Apple, they're going to see that from you, Bobby, if you feel so inclined, or if you listening right now feel so inclined. My last team for most predictable in the Big 12 this year is Kansas State. And for similar reasons to what we've talked about, consistency. Consistently consistent. I'm going to stick with that theme. Screw it. But you got a Kansas State team that has Avery Johnson 1 year under his belt at quarterback. He's only going to get better. He's got his buddy there at running back, of course, that he played high school ball with. And this is becoming, to me, potentially one of the great storylines in college football this year. If you get that 1-2 punch humming, and then Chris Klieman continues to build up this roster, they get play that they expect on the defensive side of the ball as well, and you look at a Kansas State team that has won at least 8 games in each of the last 4 seasons, how much more consistent can you be than that from Chris Klieman? Chris Klieman, literally, we're talking about who's predictable. No one's more predictable than Chris Klieman. 4 straight years, at least 8 wins. I mean, that's exactly what you want to see if you're a Kansas State fan, right? So this is why I'm putting them in that list as a predictable team. He did it last year when he was turning over a lot of key players and a lot of key pieces. So why would I not expect that to happen this year with Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson? Didn't have to hit the portal all that hard, got what they needed there in the portal, and Chris Klieman has just been nothing but 8-5, 10-4, 9-4, 9-4. That's what he is. 8-5 in his first year. I mean, literally, outside of the COVID year, 2020, Chris Klieman wins 8 games, wins between 8 and 10 games every single season, 5 of the 6 years he's been at Kansas State. This year to me is going to be no different. That's why they are one of my top 5 most predictable teams in the Big 12 this year. And you really can't get a better schedule for Kansas State. Now, they have this Farmageddon game in Ireland. Who knows what that ends up being like. But then you got North Dakota State, Army, Arizona, UCF. I mean, that's 4 right there that I like a lot. And down the stretch, after Kansas, you've got Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Utah, Colorado. Maybe you can find 4 losses on this schedule. Even that's 8-4. Could they go 10-2? Sure, absolutely. So I don't know how I could leave Kansas State off this list for predictable teams in the Big 12. They are as predictable as it comes. History would tell you that. They're just always there, man. Absolutely. Now, some teams I considered, but left off. I'll explain why. I thought about putting Arizona on there because I don't think they'll be very good. But I alluded to it earlier with the quarterback, with the changes that Brent Brennan made that he had to make. I didn't feel good putting them on that list. Could they win 2? Sure. Could they shock and win 7? Not impossible. That's why I didn't want to put Arizona on that list. Houston, I want to see that year 2 jump for Willie Fritz. And it's entirely possible. You saw this team get better week by week, especially as the season progressed. I know everyone's high on the quarterback and what Wegman can bring to the program. And they've got talent around them to work with as well. But I just got to see it to believe it. That's why I left Houston off this list for the time being. Baylor's another team that I said to myself, I really want Baylor to be, or, I wanted to put them on this list of a predictable team where I think they could win 7 to 9 or 10 games. But the defense is what has me worried. I know that's Dave Aranda's bread and butter, but I just didn't want to take the chance, to be honest, because they were struggling to start last season, lost some close games. They finish on a heater. But it's like, was that Dave Aranda coaching for his job, turning things around? I don't know. I don't really know. I love Sawyer Robertson. I love Bryson Washington at running back. That may be the best quarterback running back duo in the Big 12. Kansas State fans probably have something to say about that, but it's right up there. There's no doubt about it. But the schedule is also tough. In their first four Big 12 games, they play Arizona State, then Oklahoma State, then Kansas State, then TCU. When Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy on the road is your weakest opponent, even though the Cowboys may be down, that is a tough opener for the Big 12 if you're the Baylor Bears. And then TCU, like, I think TCU is an underrated team going into the year. But I also look at their schedule and I'm like, you know, while I think they'll compete, they got SMU in the non-con. We know what SMU did last year getting into the college football playoff. And even if you leave the non-conference out of it, opening up Arizona State, Colorado, Kansas State, Baylor, like those four right there, your weak link is Colorado, and Colorado may not be the weak link that we think they are. Right? So that's why I'm just kind of riding this thing out. And I didn't put those teams on the list of most predictable Big 12 teams. So my most predictable teams in the Big 12 conference: Arizona State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and UCF. Four of them, because they've got the quarterback play, they've got the returning production to be competitive and win anywhere from 7 to 10, 8 to 11 games, each of those programs. And UCF, of all the teams picked near the bottom of the Big 12, the quarterback's the biggest question mark. The portal went nuts for them. The head coach is brand new. That's not the case for Arizona and Cincinnati and Oklahoma State. So that's why UCF makes that list for me as one of the top five predictable teams in the Big 12. But it is, admittedly, for all the wrong reasons and the opposite reasons of what you've got with those other four teams on my list. But one thing we can all agree on, the Big 12 is going to be wild. Absolutely wild. Let's get to some of your comments. Stanley Steamer. How about that one? K-State versus Baylor for the championship. There are 16 teams in the conference. You could more or less put together any combination outside of maybe like Cincinnati UCF. You could sell me on probably 100 combinations of who ends up in the Big 12 championship game. How insane is that? Absolutely nuts. Oh, my goodness. A lot of you saying don't sleep on Army as an easy win for the Cats. Not sleeping on them. You're right. Not sleeping on them. Jay says, just put in a consistent review on Apple Podcasts. Great show, Pete. Thank you for that, Jay. That's why it's fun doing these shows live. You never know. You know, some people record their shows. They can edit out everything they like to do and whatever they do with those edits, upcuts. We're just rolling here. What you hear is what you get. What we do live is on the podcast. That's it. That's what we do. We have fun with it. All right. It's all good, man. It's all good. But yeah, let's see. What else do we have here? Bobby, we're going to get forged in iron early with Auburn and SMU. Pokes and Stillwater are juggernauts. Bears get tested right out of the chute. You're right about that. They do. They do. Jay asks, who will be the best defense and the best offense in the Big 12 this season? Oof, that is a good question, my man. A really good question. Gun to my head right now. Let me look at this.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right. Here's where I'm going to go with that question. It's a good one. I could go in a lot of directions. I might surprise some of you. All right. When it comes to the best offense in the Big 12 this year, based on the scheme and the players, I'm going to go with TCU right now, led by Josh Hoover, putting up a ton of points this year for the Horned Frogs. That would be, at this point, the team I would say is going to have the most productive offense in the entire Big 12 conference. On the other side of the ball, a couple of directions I can go here. Thought about going Texas Tech because of how much quality they have coming in. But I can't turn my back on John Heacock and the Iowa State Cyclones. I just can't do it. I know they lost some key players to the NFL. But every stinking year, John Heacock and this Iowa State defense is proven as one of the top two, maybe three defenses at worst in the Big 12 in terms of total yards, points per game, in the red zone. I'm going with right now, if you were to put a gun to my head statistically, I would say TCU has the best offense in the Big 12 with Sonny Dykes and Josh Hoover. And on the other side, Iowa State, John Heacock, has the best defense in the Big 12. There you go. With that, we are wrapped up. Thank you. Make sure you're subscribed. Please like the video if you're just joining us. It makes a big difference. And on the podcast, leave that rating and review. All this stuff does matter. The show's growing. It's because of you. So thank you, guys. Really appreciate you. Have a great day, and go Big 12.